Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio West, your show for all things kayak fishing in Oregon, Washington, California, and beyond. Now, here's your host, Isaac the Nothing Miller.
Hey folks, Isaac the Nothing Miller here, and welcome everyone to Kayak Fishing Radio West. As hinted, the only online broadcast and podcast dedicated to kayak fishing in the West Coast. That's Oregon, Washington, California, Alaska, you name it. We'll talk about it here. You can find more information about Kayak Fishing Radio at kayakfishingradio.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Kayak Fishing Radio, and on the Twitters, that's Kayak Fishing Radio. There's no I or G for the fishing, so it's Kayak Fish, the letter N, Radio. Like, once again, that is on Twitter. No guest tonight. I had really hoped to get John. He was the winner of the Oregon Rockfish Classic this last weekend. Was hoping to get him on the show, but unfortunately, due to work schedules, he was unable to get on. So he's stuck at work. We can still talk about the show, though. Talk about the tournament, that is. Naturally, the tournament was awesome. Held here on the Oregon coast out of Depot Bay, we had over 40 kayakers out on the water targeting, rockfish primarily, bottom fish and rockfish. We're looking at rockfish, lingcod, cabezon, greenling, any number of those that hang around the inshore areas of the Oregon coast. And we had participants from throughout Oregon, Washington. We had a bunch of guys come up from California. I think there was at least one person from Idaho, too, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong there. Still, tons of participants. Got to thank the sponsors for that. Ocean Kayak, huge sponsor of the Oregon Rockfish Classic. Always have been. Once again, they did give the winner, John, this year, he did get an Ocean Kayak Trident 13, which is hands down one of my favorite kayaks for all things fishing. Equally good, saltwater, freshwater, you name it. It's a great kayak. Also, I have to thank Scotty Paddle Sports, Sleigh Ride Kayak Fishing, Cone Zone, Kokatat, Yak Attack threw out some of their new Visipol Pros, or the VisiCarbon, I believe it is now. That's great. Kalen's, Next Adventure Paddle Sports here in Portland, Oregon. Hobie Fishing had some great gear, sunglasses, Big Hammer Lures. A lot of the guys here had seen the Big Hammer Lures before. Great shad body swim baits for the saltwater use. They're super soft and, that gets them chewed up pretty quickly, but they've got some great action in there. Once again, thanks to all the sponsors. We also had beer provided from Ninkasi Brewing here in Oregon, and always good stuff when it comes from them. Like I said, John unfortunately couldn't make the show due to work. He fished, this was, if I remember correctly, his first time out in the salt water, and he fished right in front of Depot Bay, just a half mile out from the bay itself, and nailed a 19, I think it was 0.2, anyway, over 19-pound cabezon. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever seen a cabezon before, but they are some big, gnarly fish to begin with. And when you throw on, anytime you find a cabezon over 19 or over 10 pounds, you're talking about a big fish. Cabezons are a type of sculpin. So they got some really big heads, a whole lot of shoulder. They've got some power. I mean, they are freight trains when they hit the line. The one thing that they love is being down at the bottom of the water, and they'll pull you down to get there. Intense, crazy awesome fish. I have never, and I don't know anyone prior to this last weekend, that had ever seen a 19-pound cabezon. you know, I've seen 10-pounders. I've caught a couple of them, and they are some crazy, crazy fighting fish. I couldn't imagine something, you know, twice the size that I had seen before. I did pick, here's a, if you're in the chat room tonight, I'm going to get a link up there right now, and you guys can all take a good look at this crazy fish. Of course, if you want to listen in, or if you want to join in the conversation tonight, please feel free to give me a call. The phone number to call, if you want in, is 714-816-4727. I got that phone number here in the chat room also. Goes right along that link of that monster crazy cabazon. This was a catch and eat event. There was a big fish fry after the tournament. And from what I can tell, in the belly of that big monster cabazon was a keeper Dungeness crab. Of course, after it's been in that belly, it's not something that you want to eat, but it's still, to see something like that in that crab or in that cabazon, that's pretty crazy. That is a big fish, to say the least. John also picked up a good size lingcod as well. I couldn't tell you what size it was, but it was a decent. Several other big rockfish, one of which was almost 2 feet long, measured in 23 inches. It's been a long time since I've seen a rockfish that big, especially just a half miles off the shore. That's where most people were fishing, and did very well. I unfortunately, you know, passed the spot right up. I knew there were fish there. You know, I broke the cardinal rule. I left a spot that had fish. Picked up a quick rockfish and in that same spot, but kept going. I just knew I had some bigger fish somewhere else that I never found. That's what happens when you leave a spot. So don't leave a spot. Greg in the chat room, I see you're asking whether or not you can eat the cabazon. Yes, you can. And they are quite tasty. They're a white-fleshed fish. Interestingly enough, you might see from the pictures kind of the blue tinge going on. You're going to see that in the fish as well, or in the flesh of the fish also. Let me get back to you guys. I've got a caller on here. Let me see who we got. Hi. Hey, this is Isaac. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, this sounds like Jessica.
It is.
Not too bad. How's it going, Jessica?
Good. I didn't sound like you had a guest on, and so I was wondering if I could ask some questions.
Absolutely. Ask away.
Could you tell us about how one would start kayaking if they've never done it before, kayak fishing, and where some good local locations would be to go?
Yeah, you know, that's great questions there. Locally here in Portland, one of the best outfits is Next Adventure Paddle Sports. They are the only kayak outfitters in the area that have chosen to work with a lot of the kayak fishermen in town. They're the only place where, that I know of, that has several rod holders for your kayaks. They've got some great fishing kayaks there on hand and everything else you're going to need to get out on the water successfully. Fortunately enough, Next Adventure Paddle Sports also does kayak fishing clinics from time to time, and they're completely free. They even include a little bit of food and beverage at every one of the clinics, and that's a great introductory method to get on to kayak fishing.
When you do one of their clinics, do they supply the kayak and the rods and bait and stuff, or what do you have to bring?
They don't. It is actually a clinic inside the store. So you're not going to be spending any time on the kayaks. However, there are a number of on-water clinics that Next Adventure Paddle Sports does. They're not exactly fishing clinics, but they are a great introduction to kayaking. Because first and foremost, we have to remember we are on kayaks, and you know, it doesn't matter what you're doing on that kayak. Kayak safety, knowing how to paddle correctly, and that type of thing are very important. So those clinics are great, so that way you know how to operate and use your kayak efficiently, effectively, and safely. Beyond that, as far as where to fish in the area, there's a variety of information out there. I would always suggest checking out northwestkayakanglers.com. That is the local website for, I'd say, probably 80% of everyone fishing from a kayak in Oregon, Washington, Idaho, most of Alaska, as well as British Columbia, are going to be on northwestkayakanglers.org. It's a great place to get tips on how to fish, places to go to fish, and how to catch them when you get there. So it's a great place. It's a great resource. And on occasions, some of the folks from Northwest Kayak Anglers will also hold small clinics on the water, like, say, down the Willamette River when it gets time for salmon fishing. You know, one of the guys that are better off at catching these salmon will do a little how-to clinic there on the water, how to bait things up, and how to fish for salmon effectively, that type of thing.
Is there a website that you can go to that tells you which fish are in season at what time of year?
There is, and that's probably, especially in Oregon, one of the hardest things to keep track of. You know, we've got fish, you know, salmon. We have four different species of salmon coming through, and those seasons are such a disaster, knowing whether or not you can or can't fish. The same thing goes with sturgeon. The best place to go for that is the Oregon Department of Wildlife. Let's see if I can get the exact link. I don't think their link is rather long. VFW Fishing. There we go. It's the only place where you can really get the most up-to-date information for anything fishing in Oregon, anytime the regulations change. And the best bet on that, I put the link up in the chat room. It's kind of a long link, but you can Google ODFW fishing, and that'll get you right to it. The full link, www.dfw.state.or.us/fish. And that's the best place to get the most up-to-date information. They have all the regulations downloadable in PDF format. So if you have a smartphone like an Android or an iPhone, you can download all that information onto your phones, which is the greatest thing to do, because if you're on the water and you're not quite sure maybe what the legal size of fish is, you can always have that information right there at your fingertips.
What about if you want to just kayak or kayak fish? I mean, obviously you need some sort of license for the fishing part, but just to be out on a kayak in the waterways, are there any special regulations or permitting or licensing requirements?
There is. As of last year, Oregon did create a invasive species protection permit for anyone on the water in a non-motorized boat over, I think it was 10 feet in length. It might have been 9. Anything over 9 to 10 feet without a motor does require the operator to have an invasive species permit. And that is available anywhere kayaks are sold, as well as any place that sells fishing licenses. So Fred Meyer, any sporting goods store, and those are $7. Last 1 year. So you will need to pay that up every single year. But it's a rather small fee I think. I know there's some folks that aren't too keen on it, but I think anything that gathers money to protect the things that we love, it's definitely worth chipping in a few bucks for every year.
Absolutely. Thank you for answering my questions.
Hey, not a problem, Jess. Thanks for calling in. And if
sure,
anyone
talk
else,
to you later.
Yeah, you bet. If anyone else wants to call in, the phone number to do so, 714-816-4727. That gets you right in here to Kayak Fishing Radio West. I was talking briefly before Jessica jumped in about the Oregon Rockfish Classic. Again, like I said, it was a killer year for the Classic. The weather got a little shifty out there. We had some good winds. If you were unfamiliar with being on the salt water, it could have definitely been a challenge out there between the winds and the swell. Most of the day we were fighting about a 5-foot swell that at 9 seconds intervals. So every 9 seconds there was a swell. I didn't hear too many stories of guys getting seasick this year, which is always good to hear. I know in times past it's been a problem, but this year not so bad. I think the big thing for me was the wind and the wet more than anything else. There was just pretty much a constant misting rain the whole way, making things kind of miserable, though not too bad. Definitely already, guys are already talking about next year. It's going to be a good time. Of course, things haven't been figured out definitely, but we'll most likely be back out of Depot Bay. And, we've shown year and year after again that Depot Bay is a great place to fish. And for guys on kayaks that aren't too familiar with the waters, it's pretty easy to get in and out of. And there's tons of big fish out there, just right where all the boaters pass right over. So not a bad deal. Continuing on, may as well continue with some weather reports here. The Columbia River is finally receding ever so slowly. I think last time I checked, it was still right about 16 foot, which puts it right at the flood stage. But it is falling slowly but surely. That's going to bring the currents back up. That's going to, as things drop low enough, the Willamette River will start moving again. It's been backed up for weeks since the Columbia's been up. I still have this feeling deep in my gut that there's a lot of salmon out there to be had. And once these currents start picking back up again, I think there's going to be another flush of salmon running through the rivers. I could be wrong about that, but I have this sneaking suspicion. The fish are still there. They're just waiting for the water movement to be just right before they come back through. The shad have been showing up, and those numbers will only go up day to day as we get in through the rest of July. And always a fun fishery there. Shad, they're not great eating by any means in my book, but they are a hoot on light tackle. The one thing they are good for, bait. Killer crab bait, killer halibut bait, and most importantly for the freshwater fishermen, killer sturgeon bait. Following the shad run, we get the big monster sturgeon showing up too. So undoubtedly here in the next few weeks, you will see me on the water. I'll have a little trout rod in one hand, and when I'm not using that trout rod, I'm going to have a big, ugly stick tiger with a big monster sturgeon on the other end. We have a lot of snowpack here in the hills, and this warmer weather's working on melting that down. So you get a lot of fluctuations right now in water temperatures. If you're looking for bass, I think the smaller lakes right now are going to be the best place to go. Places like Hag Lake that have 5 or 6 different cold water streams running into them, fishing for bass are going to be a lot tougher in those places. There's a lot of temperature fluctuation going on. So if you've got a good, reliable temperature probe on your fish finder, make good use of it. Look for those warmer waters when you're in the bigger lakes. Otherwise, look for those smaller ones. Temperatures should be getting pretty, I think we're right at or not beyond the spawn right now. So good time to be fishing. As far as trout, I said we got all these cold water streams running pretty quickly. So get out there and get fishing on the trout. I think this is one of my pretty much the best time to go. You got the water temperatures are still a bit cool. There's a lot of good aeration in the water. The fish are hungry, especially at first light. And the fish are out there. I picked up a couple of trout the other week. And don't pass it up. It's hard to miss. Unfortunately, I don't have much of anything else on the board for tonight. We're all, most of us across the area are really starting to just kind of calm down from the weekend. You know, like I said, Oregon Rockfish Classics is a great time. So everyone's still kind of recovering for that. Haven't seen too many reports of fishing outside of the Oregon Rockfish Classic. A couple of guys got out for trout here and there, but otherwise it's just been talk about the ORC. So I'm going to go ahead and call it good right there for tonight. I said this is Kayak Fishing Radio West. Normally I have a guest on the air. Normally this show goes about an hour long. We are on the air every Tuesday night, 7 o'clock Pacific time. You can find us kayakfishingradio.com. We broadcast from Blog Talk Radio, and that would be blogtalkradio.com/kayakfishingradio. Of course, you can always keep up to date with us on Facebook, Kayak Fishing Radio, of course, there. On the Twitters, Kayak Fishing Radio, no ing. And for myself, you can find me on the Twitters as the_nothing. On the Facebook, I'm Isaac Miller. You'll also find me facebook.com/the_nothing. And my website, isaac-online.com. That's Isaac with one S, two A's, .com. And, oh, just a moment here. We got another caller here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up? This is Redfish Chuck.
Hey, Chuck, how's it going?
Good, man. I just wanted to call real quick before you got off and tell you that you did a fantastic job, buddy. I haven't listened to your show yet, and I like your format. Good stuff.
Okay. Definitely check in on the other episodes there, Chuck. We've got normally have a guest on the air, but my hopeful for tonight is actually at work, so we missed out on him. So,
yeah, no, good stuff, man. I like very informative. I appreciate the lady calling you in there and asking some questions and you firing answers. It's a good show, man.
Yeah, great. Well, thank you for calling. How's things out your way?
Things are good. It's hot. It's Africa hot over here. It's reached 97 degrees here in the sunny state of Florida this morning, and quite quickly, fish are biting, and you know, weather's been good. So,
awesome. Hey, that's good to hear.
Yeah, man. All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
Yep. Thanks for calling, Chuck. Have a good one.
All right, buddy.
And that, if you're on yakangler.com, that was Redfish Chuck. You'd recognize him. Or if you listen to any of the other kayak fishing radio shows. There's several shows throughout the week. Just prior to my show tonight at 5 o'clock Pacific time is A Bad Badcast. That's Rob DeVore out of Florida. Wednesdays, we also have Mark Wheeler's Atlantic Show. And then we have Thursday was the beginning of all Kayak Fishing Radio. The Kayak Fishing Radio Roundtable Show is on Thursdays. That is, again, 5 p.m. Pacific time. It's a great show. You get callers from all over the place. anyway, like I said, this is Isaac the Nothing Miller. I guess that's a night. Have a good one, guys.